That's why I love it. This player has everything.
Bloody hell, bro. I wish Messi would find my phone.
What we are doing now in the field, we call that a battle. There wasn't a battle.
You cannot write that sort of stuff. That is a film that needs to be made.
Welcome, 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 guys, to the first episode of the People's Podcast, where we're going to cover all the biggest talking points about football, sometimes about life, sometimes about everything you can imagine. And we're going to do it with a lot of our friends, because that's why we call it the People's Podcast. And we got the Gav on, we got Flat on, we got Jobs and Brandon. Those are one of the guys that enjoy talking to us. Let's go, guys. So, Newport get a replay against Middlesbrough within, the 93rd minute of an equalizer. And we all know about Middlesbrough. They signed Mikel. You understand that came from Chelsea. He managed to play, you know, enough time. We could see that he has the skill. But this is a whole different league, a whole different ball game. So the pressure kept on building up and up. And then the former Middlesbrough youth player, Dolan, scored at the 94th minute. How could you even think that that will happen? A youth player that was at your team now plays against you and scores the equalizer to get the replay going. And I think that's a great situation that happened. So that's why I want to crack this open, you understand, straight away, coming in with the gaffer. And I want to know what he thinks about this game, how it really went.
Well, Mario, I think what an amazing moment. Like you said, the FA Cup is full of surprises. Popping up in the 90-plus third minute, Matthew Dolan equalises for Newport County after Middlesbrough, of course, let him go. It's just one of them things. I think, as far as a player's concerned, it's a dream come true. You know, he's gone back to Middlesbrough. They shouldn't have let him go. Clear mistake. He's a great youth. Newport County sees something in him. He had something about him. Obviously pops up with an equalising goal. Earns his team a replay, which is going to be fantastic financially. A great boost. You know, it's one of them things that you dream as. You know, when you're a young boy, you dream of something like that to happen. And what a way to do it. I mean, I even heard apparently he brought 40 members of his family down to watch the game. And, you know, it's even better doing it in front of your mum, your dad, your auntie, your uncle and your cousins, because they've witnessed it firsthand. And they can put their, excuse me French, but they can put their middle finger up in the Middlesbrough and say, look, that's what you let go. Shouldn't have done it. Should have had faith in the young lad. But what a way to repay it, you know. He's turned up to the Middlesbrough, 90-plus third minute. I mean, Borough must have thought they were through. Omen dry, pops up, bang. Have some of that, you know what I mean? Have some of that, Mario.
Yeah, no, I love it. And you know what? Also, you picked a good point, you know, Gaffer. Talking about the youth, I think sometimes people are underestimating the ability of the youth, and they want to wait till another team makes them to a certain level, and then they try to purchase that player back. So that's why sometimes this is great to see, you know, like a player like Nolan comes back to his old team.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, we do fail our youths. You know, we got to look at our youths now and say to ourselves, can we use them instead of going out there to Spain and, you know, the Brazils and Argentinas and the France and the Germany? Why don't we start breeding our youth system? Now, Matthew Dolan's he's an example to show you that he knows what he's about. He knows what to do. He's turned up to his old club. Shouldn't have let him go. Should have had a bit of trust in him, a bit of faith. Fantastic little player. Turned up at his old team. Bang, got the equaliser. He might be a great player. Now, like you said just a minute ago, Mario, they're probably going to go back to Newport County, try and get him back and pay over the odds for it. Don't make no sense. Trust in your players, trust in your youth system. Fantastic little player, Matthew Dolan. Well done to him, and I'm glad he got that goal.
Yeah, I totally agree, man. You got to invest some more time in the youth. So now we're going to Shrewsbury. You know, they draw 2-2 with Wolves. We know, okay, Wolves, you know, it's the giant team, you understand. It goes to a so-called, with all the respect to Shrewsbury, a smaller team. But it so didn't look like a game that Wolves was playing a smaller team. And they had to take it all the way to injury time to score the equalizer. When we look at teams like that, you understand, normally, you know, the Premier League, they have, you know, the intelligence, they have the skill, the knowledge to win games. But the FA Cup brings something totally different because, of course, it's very psychologically very difficult for a Premier League team to go to a club that might not have the standards, you understand, what they're used to every week to play in front of, what is it, 50,000, sometimes 60,000 people, sold out stadiums. Now you go to a stadium that is also going to be sold out, but the fans are closer to you. It's way more more intense and you're way more intimidated by everything that's around it, because it doesn't come with all the luxury. It purely comes with the quality on the field.
I mean, look, Shrewsbury Town, they're not a great side, 54 places below Wolverhampton. Wolverhampton have been playing pretty well, you know, beating a lot of big Premier League teams, you know, like beating Liverpool and beating Tottenham Hotspurs. Shrewsbury Town, only a League One side. But look, the manager, Sam Ricketts, did say, don't write them off. This is the problem. People underestimating. And this is what the FA Cup's about. I mean, this is why I love this cup so much, Mario, because it's got everything. It's got thrills. It's got spills. It's got danger. And it's got last-minute goals and equalizer. But you know what? I think, personally, this is a better result for Shrewsbury as far as financially, and they get to go and play at Wolverhampton, which is a bigger stadium, a Premier League stadium, and this is just, you know, it's the magic of the cup. But credit to Shrewsbury. You know, I think Wolverhampton might have gone there, underestimated them, should never do that in a cup game, never in the FA Cup. That's my opinion. That's my opinion, you know.
No, I totally agree. And sometimes people ask you, you know, how that happened. But I'm telling you, you know, Brandon, to me it happened too. Like, you go to a team, you don't want to, you are prepped psychologically, you understand? You are ready to win because you want to win every game. But I like what you said, you understand? There's a lot happening in the FA Cup. If we look at Millwall, let's pick Millwall now. Millwall knocks Everton out of the FA Cup. It was incredible, you understand? It should supposed to be a story that only was on the field. The biggest headline, that Millwall managed to beat Everton. And we all know Millwall. I played at Millwall myself. It's also because, not away from me being in London, but I played with a guy like Dennis Wise, and also that, you know, I managed to have some conversations with Vinnie Jones. And those guys knew what Millwall was all about. They said, this, what we are doing now in the field, we call that a battle. There wasn't a battle. The real battles were really done when Millwall was that team, when they were on it. And that's why you see that the fans still live by it. I don't enjoy the fighting and everything that goes around the game. I didn't enjoy that, you understand? Looking at it, reading about it, even the social media was going crazy on it. Because they had some fights before the game, they had some ugly scenes, and the Everton fans, they, you know, there was one that got stabbed in his face that I saw the gash on his face with all the stitches. And I know, Vlad, you come from Russia, and you coming from Russia, I'm sure that you have seen, you know, the desire and the nitty-gritty and the real toughness of football and people. So you can tell me, what do you think about this?
Look, Mario, at the end of the day, when you are going to these clubs, everybody is excited. Passion, everything is involved. You know, the fans, they are love their club. Again, I love passion. I love passion. Being Russian, you know, everybody loves football. We love chicken. We love bread. We love vodka. We have passion about everything. But Millwall Football Club supporters, they take it too far. If you want to fight, go to park. Go to, you know, make something, organization. If you want to fight other guys, ring, make phone calls, say, look, if you want to fight me, come here. We can fight away from the parents, the ladies, the children. But these guys are crazy. I was at the game, unfortunately for me. Very good game. Millwall beat Everton. £250 million scored. Amazing. Great. Beautiful. You won the game. Why are you fighting? This guy get face cut. He go home to his wife. His wife is now saying, oh my God, what happened to your face? He can't say anything. Stupid idiot. You are fighting for what? Your club. They are making the money, not you. If you cut my friend's face, you don't make £15,000 a week. Lee Gregory makes this money. Credit to the result. 3-2, amazing. I don't want to take... This is the problem, Mario. Millwall now, they could have gone away and celebrated one fantastic result. But like idiots, they create another situation and it takes it away from what they did. It's ridiculous because they spoiled the result. 3-2 to Millwall against Everton, I think is amazing.
So now we're going to a whole different side. You know, we're going to talk about, you know, we talked about young talent, right? Getting opportunities and making sure they get time to play. So there is this sensational young talent called Frankie de Jong from Ajax. He's 21 years old, from Holland, plays for the national team. And Barcelona initially, you understand, paid £65 million, having cost Ajax, what is it, 260,000, you understand, in the summer when they bought him in 2015. Frankie, great kid. You know, I managed to be in Orlando in the beginning of January when Ajax invited me to play this charity game that they played 5 against 5. It was beautiful, you understand, to be with the soul likes like Edwin van der Sar, some other players like Witcher, Aaron Winter. You know, all like being among the culture where I grew up and where the dream started. And as I'm sitting there watching the training, I see this blonde kid coming over, really innocent face, comes over to the side where I was sitting. And I'm sitting there with one of my best friends. He walks over and he comes straight up to us and he shakes his hand. He said, "Hey, nice to meet you." And he also said hi to my friend that was sitting next to me. When someone does that, he already won my heart. So and I asked him, I said, "How are you doing, Frankie?" He goes to me, "Mary, I'm good." I said, "How are you coping with all the attention? Are you handling it?" He said, "Yes." And that showed me, you understand, how level-headed, you know, a young kid of 21 years old doesn't let his performance and his ID and dreams be affected about all the attention. And he resembles exactly what Ajax is about. He's young. He's talented. He has a technique.
Exactly. He's respectful as well. You know what I mean? But he knows at the end of the day, you've been there, done it, bought the t-shirt. You are one of Ajax's legends. You know what I mean? People know about you, Mario Melchior. That's why. But it's good that he respected you, because he just signed a £65 million deal to go to one of the best clubs in the world, to play with some of the best players in the world. He could be arrogant if he wanted to be. But like you said, Ajax are the best at training their young people. You know what I mean? They show respect, bruv. Don't tell man you're going to come to my team and you think you're bad, man. Don't think this, bruv. Everyone is the same. Whether you sign £65 million or £65, it doesn't matter, bruv. He come to you, he pay the respects. He says, "Look, I'm going to Barcelona to be a legend. Please, I got time. Let me shake your hand. How is your friend doing? Salam alaikum." Wicked, bruv. So I'm happy for him. Very good attitude. And this is the way that Ajax train the youngsters, bruv. Unbelievable. This is how England should be with their kids. I'm telling you, bruv, we will have a lot more successful children if we've done this.
Yeah, but no, I agree. Because sometimes you see, you know, at Ajax, we work with a word called tips. You understand, growing
what
up.
That, what does that mean? What does that mean?
And I'm going to explain exactly what it means. Tips.
Explain, so, bruv.
Yeah. The T was for technique. The I was for intelligence. The P was for personality. And the S was for speed.
It's my new favorite word. It's my new favorite word. Tips. I'm going to tell everyone that.
Yes.
And my children, when my kids are born, I'm going to say, "Kids, tips. Don't worry. I'll tell you in 10 years' time." Done.
Yes. Because he has the technique. You understand? He has a technique, you understand, to really, you know, manage to maneuver the ball. I always say technique is the same as the ball has to be your best friend, because you should never have an argument with the ball. Because when you're arguing with the ball, that means you never have him under control. The I is from the intelligence. The intelligence of you to understand and reading the game and knowing exactly what the game needs at the exact moments, whatever moment the game is in. He has all that. The personality is the confidence. You understand? For a kid to walk over, says hi to you, just the confidence with all the attention that's going around him, you understand? He stood there. I heard that he, I don't know if it's true, but Messi called him.
Bloody hell.
You understand?
I wish Messi would phone my phone. I wish to God, Mario.
But
one day I'm hoping. I pray to God that Messi calls my phone. I'm waiting every day by my phone to see Lionel Messi call me.
Okay, then that is good, because the dad actually made a comment. He said Messi called, and I'm not sure it was on the radio. And then he said, "But Messi doesn't speak English, so I don't know what they talked about."
I don't care. I will download Google Translator as long as he calls me. I will be able to. If he calls my phone, I can speak Spanish straight away. Dos Coca-Cola, por favor. I swear to God, bro.
Okay, perfect. And that's why the S, the last one is the S. The S is for the speed. You understand? The speed of your brain, the speed of your running style, everything, you understand? The speed of you to make everything look faster, what you're doing. So you're thinking faster, that means you're going to get to the ball faster. You're running faster because you're starting earlier than your opponents, and you just may be a quick player. All that is in that word of S. And I think it's a tradition that I grew up with, and it is irrelevant to football right now. Any team that's out there, that word works everywhere. It's not just in Holland and Amsterdam, where I grew up when I joined Ajax at 9 years old, till I played till 21 when I joined Chelsea. It's for everyone relevant. And that's why I love it. This player has everything.
This is why he joined Barcelona, bruv. Because they can see what kind of talent this kid is. You know, I'm hoping to God, I pray to God. I mean, £65 million, whatever they paid for him. I hope that he does, you know, live up to the expectations. But Barcelona, they're not stupid, bruv. They don't buy crap players. Like you said, he's using the tips, TIPS, everything they like. He's respectful. He's a good player, great attitude. First to the ball, he's quick, he's smart. He's only 21. He's going to be a success, bruv. You know what Ajax are like, Mario. They breed talent. Look at you, bruv. You was a talent, bruv. You went to Chelsea. Unbelievable player. I love you. Big fan. I have your poster on my wall. I love it, bruv. Same with De Jong. He will go on my wall as well, bruv. On the back of my door.
Okay. If I meet him again, I will definitely ask him for an autograph for you. For sure. I make sure the autograph comes to you. You just have to give me your address and I'll send it over.
I want the shirt.
Oh, you want the shirt?
I want the shirt. I want the shirt signed. I want jabs. I love you. You are my best friend. I'm going to Barcelona, £65 million. You can have £1 from this signing on fee. Thank you. Love you. Signed. Please. That's all I'm asking for. £1 and the shirt. Done.
Okay. I'll make sure I'll hustle something
Please
for
hustle.
You. Don't worry.
I will make sure.
Okay. Okay. But now, Jabs, look, we're talking about Chelsea. You already told me something. You said Chelsea, you know that I come from there. So my eyes are, you know, always going to be on a team. And look now, they went to go and get a striker. They had already two strikers. They missed firing. Those guys, they score goals, but they don't score enough. So they went after the Argentinian Higuaín. You understand? He already been with Sarri, you understand, when he was at Napoli. And people questioned his ability, if he still could deliver, you understand, because he is at a certain age. He came out, he said, look, it's very simple. As Van Nistelrooy used to tell me, goals are like ketchup. If you try too hard, they won't come. And when they come out, they come all at once. That must relate to him, his expectation that he's trying to achieve in England. So for me, it was really interesting. I saw a situation when the penalty came in the 26th minute when William had a conversation with him, and I you could see him almost thanking him for not taking the ball to take the penalty so he could get on the scoring sheet. That shows you the confidence of a player and thinking like, okay, you know, this is maybe not the right time to take the ball and score the penalty. I will try to score in the game. It was early in the game, 26 minutes, so he had enough time. He didn't score, you understand, in the game that Chelsea won, but still, I do have to say that Chelsea sometimes is a little bit too rational in going for safety. I call that sometimes because I feel they have enough young talents. The young talents win a lot of tournaments for them. And I cannot imagine that they don't find one that they want to season themselves. That doesn't mean they need a Higuaín now because they need, they're desperate. Morata wasn't the kind, you understand, they were looking for. He's now on loan at Atletico Madrid.
Useless player. Useless player. Sorry, Mario. I don't rate Morata one bit. Honestly,
you don't like him. You don't like him at all.
No, he's like a lamppost. He's too lanky. His touch is kind of poor. I mean, he got some goals for Chelsea, but I still don't rate him as a player. I think they've done some good business here. Let's look at Higuaín as a bigger picture. I mean, he played at River Plate, Real Madrid, Napoli, Juventus, Inter Milan, AC Milan, and obviously now at Chelsea. I think they've paid too much for him. I mean, they've paid £1 million for each year that he's lived on this planet. He's 31, they've paid £31 million. It's like buying a brand new Ferrari, Mario. When you buy it at the time, it's great, it runs beautiful and it looks nice. But after a couple of years, that Ferrari's old, doesn't run as well. The engine don't sound the same. That's Higuaín. Will he turn up in the Premier League? I don't know. It's a bit fast-paced for him. Personally, I don't think he'll handle the speed, the aggression. He's used to, you know, nice pansy football, safety football, you know, in Italy. Italian football's nice and slow, easy for Higuaín. Juventus, again, easy for Higuaín. Napoli, easy for Higuaín. Real Madrid, Spain, they don't like to hurt you. They'll tackle you, pick you up and give you a kiss on the cheek and say, I'm sorry. England's a different kettle of fish. So, I don't know if you'll do it here, Mario.
Going to cut to another story of us is regarding James Milner. You know, this is a different story. It's actually a story that is about his former PA teacher gave him the red card against Crystal Palace when they won 4-3. Milner has, of course, the experience and the knowledge and the understanding of the game. But even a Saha was kind of tricky for him, and that's why he got sent off. But the funny part is, how funny is it that your the person that gives you the red card is
your old PE teacher. That's hilarious. Honestly, darling, you could not write that, Mario. You could not write that. I mean, we've all had teachers in the past and we don't really get on with teachers, but it's like me getting arrested by my old, you know, IT teacher. It just is something that it doesn't happen very often. And I think it was hilarious. I mean, I never knew when I saw him get the second yellow. I mean, of course, marking Wilfried Zaha is one of the most difficult jobs in the world because he's so tricky. It was just unbelievable. And I do personally think it was a little bit of revenge there. Maybe, just maybe, you know, Milner left some dirty pants or he never brought his shirt in or he never listened back in the day. And the PE teacher thought, right, here you go. You're going to get one of these, Milner. You are getting sent off. And this is for that time when you left your dirty little stinky pants in the dressing room. And I think it was brilliant. It deserves a round of applause, honestly.
Oh, my God.
But you can't write it, Mario. You can't write it, darling. You cannot write that sort of stuff. That is a film that needs to be made. Milner comes into Premier League football, he's earning all those thousands of pounds, and his PE teacher turns up with a fat belly. Red card, have some of that, Milner. Go off, see you later. There you go. Do you know what I mean?
So you agree with him sending him off? You were like, okay, let's go.
Why not? Yeah, of course. Of course, send him off. Why not? You left your smelly pants in the dressing room years ago. Here's my revenge. I'm sending you off against Crystal Palace. You can't do that to Zaha. Go off. Go and have a shower. And next time you take your pants off, put them in the laundry basket. Perfect sending off.
Oh, couldn't agree more. Oh, my God. No, okay, good. Hey, that's your point of view. Here, it's all about your point of view. We don't dispute anybody's point of view. If this is your point of view and you think about it like that, okay, great. Now we go to a Pasum. A Pasum invades the pitch in Liga MX. That's actually Mexico's game. Is for Puebla against Veracruz. And it became the man of the match. And it was kind of funny because...
Oh, no, but it definitely shows the level of play in the Mexican League. And also it's pronounced possum. But for a possum to gain man of the match just goes to show how crap they must have been. Honestly. I mean, for a possum to claim, he clearly only came on the pitch for X amount of minutes. He was running around, not controlling the ball, and he gets man of the match. I mean, what kind of caliber are they dealing with in the Mexican League? Jesus Christ.
And you know what the thing is? You know what I also found that what they said was really interesting is that the TV channel, it's the station, Azteca Deportes, they took it a step further. They put some graphics on the picture. They took they zoomed into the animal and showed him on the field where he, you know, took his moment, took his time. And then after that, they tweeted something. And that was like a real big, big dig. And I never expected them to go that far. But they said, because the losing side, they are yet to win a game in the league. In the tweet, they stated that the club should confirm whether the animal is being closer to the penalty box than any of the players of Veracruz's side.
Well, exactly. And of course, it's the only thing they've got to report. I mean, it's a possum, for God's sake. First and foremost, the possum shouldn't have been able to invade the pitch. Secondly, they're a lower league side. They lost, of course, you know, losing 1-0. And the possum takes the headline. So just goes to show the level of skill and talent involved in the Liga MX. I apologize, but it's, of course, the People's Podcast. We're here to give our own opinions. And that's my opinion. A possum steals the headlines. This is ridiculous, Mario. I mean, why is it on the pitch? I think, personally, if it was up to me and I was the chairman of that football club, I'd sign the possum. I'd get the possum signed up on a £10 million contract, 3 years, you know, a pay-to-play, and maybe put him up front, give him the captain's armband, for God's sake. He's the man of the match. He's only jumped on the pitch for X amount of moments, and he has automatically got man of the match. Sign him up, find his agent, get him signed, give him a contract, you know, and you might make some money. Barcelona might come in for him, Tottenham, Chelsea, who knows? Sign the bloody possum. Sign the possum.
Listen, let's go to the next one. We go to a fan. This is a Barnet fan. Ultimate dedicated to his club. Steve Percy has watched, 2020 consecutive games over 50 years, and even missed his brother's wedding almost, actually, because he ended up making it. But how can you, you know, like, for me, the interesting part, you understand, he sometimes even ignored his health. He ignored his brother's wedding. He said, I did miss it because Barnet were on the were at home to Telford on the same day, he said. Luckily, it was at home. Rushed back after the game, I quickly changed and I made the reception by 6 p.m. So it wasn't too bad. Currently, he's enjoying the best times with Barnet, having reached the fourth round of the FA Cup. So when you have a fan like that, let me just tell you about fans. How we as players receive fans. We know that the game will never live without fans. We play in a game without those people, you understand, cheering, you understand, are pushing us on to succeed, but also the player, the fans who are against us. I think that's great. I love it. I need it. I drive on it. I think it's everything. I always, you know, like, it's my high, it's my motivation, is the everything that I need to get that win or stop the team from beating me. But fans, don't ever forget your health. You understand? I can understand that you can go that far to, you know, the wedding. Okay, probably, maybe, I don't know if the wedding was cool enough for him, but still, it's your family, so probably I will go to the wedding. Because even we have moments when we're playing games, you understand, there are key moments that happen in our life, and we manage to ask for a day off or a moment off. But this guy went too far. And I'm not sure how you see it, but I see, like, this is a real fan.
Well, personally, Mario, I think the guy's crazy. I mean, look, let's look at different sides of the story. He says he did say that, I miss my brother's wedding. He's been to 2020 games at Barnet. I mean, that's dedication. That's dedication. But to miss out on all these other things, like, you know, the weddings and birthdays and bar mitzvahs and all those kind of things, I think it's a bit crazy. Barnet Football Club ain't a great side anyway, just my opinion. But like you said, Mario, dedication, passion, heart, love. He loves his club, and I hope they repay him in some kind of way, because fans like this don't really exist nowadays. That is a proper fan. That's a fan that's dedicated to going to all the games, spending all his money. I think we need more men like him. Steve Percy, shout to you, mate, because you're an absolute legend. Absolute legend, pal.
Yeah, man. He's 63 years old, so we got to respect him. But hey, guys, we came to the end of our podcast. You understand? This is the People's Podcast. We always enjoy ourselves, you understand, talking about different topics. You see how many people we got involved in this podcast. There are so many people around the world that are involved. You can be involved too. So if you want to leave messages regarding our great conversation regarding sport, life, anything that bothers you, leave a voice message. It's actually an English number, +44 77 96 53 87 28, and leave a message for anyone that wants to get involved. Leave a message. Maybe it's a topic, maybe it's a comment, maybe it's whatever you feel like you want to talk about or you want us to talk about. Leave your message and we'll jump on it and enjoy the conversation. Thank you for listening.
Get involved. It's the first podcast, me and Mario. I love it. Everything about this show is amazing. You don't need to join in. If you got your opinions and you got your, you know, you want to discuss a little few points, jump on with the legend Mario and me, and we'll talk about it. And listen, don't be scared. It's your opinion. It's the People's Podcast. Jump on and get involved, because there'll be a lot more people getting involved like us. Ain't that right, Mario?
Yes. Have a great time and speak to you soon. Bye-bye, guys. Thanks.